This is Band Startups Set 1. Let's begin with some breathing exercises. First, we'll do in 4, out 4. Ready? In, out, and in, out, in, out, and in, out. All right, now let's go in for 8, out for 8. As you breathe in, expand your lungs on all sides of your body. Always keep your mouth in a nice O shape. O. Breathe in with an O shape. Breathe out with an O shape. Here we go. In. Out. And in. All right, we're halfway there. Now let's go in 1, out 7. Control your airspeed so that you last all 7 beats. We'll do this 4 times. Ready? And in, out. Now, during any of these breathing exercises, if you start to feel a little lightheaded in any way, please sit down and breathe slowly through your nose until you feel normal again. Our last breathing exercise is in 1, out 1. Now, these will get more advanced later on, but for now, we'll just do this measure 3 times. Don't forget to keep the O mouth shape and breathe in all the air you possibly can. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, nice job. I'll give you a moment now to get your mouthpieces ready to go. When you're not playing your mouthpiece, count out loud but softly like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. 3, 2, 3. And so on. And let's do mouthpiece pitches. And 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's get those mouthpieces back on the instrument. Now we'll do number 3, listen and play. Try again to match the pitch and the tone quality of the sounds you hear. You should typically breathe on beat 4 right before you come in and play on beat 1. And don't forget to take a nice full breath, just like you were doing earlier. Okay, let's listen first. Here we go. Thank you. let's move on to number four, technique. Ready? And one, two, three, four. Okay, let's do number five, the tonguing exercise. Keep your tonguing as light as possible and try to get a nice do sound. Do, 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 do. One, two, three, go. Okay, we're gonna slow it down just a bit to do number six, chorale. Don't forget to take a big, full breath so you can play nice, long, two-measure phrases. One, two, three, and breathe. Keep working on making that chorale sound beautiful and smooth. Now we'll do number seven, the concert B-flat mini scale. One, two, three, go. Now for number eight, the circle of fourths, each note has a letter written above it. That is not the name of your note necessarily. That is the name of the concert pitch of that note. So on the first note, everyone in the band will see the letter D, meaning it's a concert D. But some of you play a note that is different from a D, but it will sound like a D. Let's go ahead and play through the circle of fourths a couple of times. One, two, three, go. Okay, now let's get out your fingering chart. It might be in the back of your book, or your teacher might have given you a separate fingering chart printed out. We're going to do the down exercise first. So find the first note of the down portion on your fingering chart. Now we're going to play every note on your fingering chart between the starting pitch of down and the ending pitch. We'll play each pitch for four beats, and then you'll have four beats to figure out the fingering for the next note. I got that first note fingered. Okay, let's listen first. Here we go. And play. Get that next fingering figured out. All right, find the next note. Keep on going. Almost there now, one more. All right, now we'll find the first note of the up portion. Look on your startup page again and find that first note, and find it on the fingering chart and get that fingering ready. Here we go. Now go up to the next one. And keep going up. This has been Band Startups Set 1. Thank you for working your way through this. Let's see if next time we can make it even better.